According to family lore, my great-grandmother's great-grandmother's great-grandfather was the first white person hanged in North America. His name was John Billington. He emigrated aboard the Mayflower, which anchored off the coast of Massachusetts on November 9, 1620. Billington was not among the company of saints, to put it mildly. Within 6 months of arrival, he became the first white person in America to be tried for sassing the police. His two sons were no better. Even before landing, one nearly blew up the Mayflower by shooting a gun at a keg of gunpowder while inside the ship. After the Pilgrims landed, the other son ran off to live with some nearby Indians, leading to great consternation and an expedition to fetch him back. Meanwhile, Billington Pear made merry with other non-Puritan lowlifes and haphazardly plotted against authority. The family was one of the profanest in Plymouth Colony, complained William Bradford, its long-serving governor. Billington, in his opinion, was a knave, and so shall live and die. What one historian called Billington's troublesome career ended in 1630 when he was hanged for shooting somebody in a quarrel. My family has always claimed that he was framed, but we would say that, wouldn't we? Growing up, I was always tickled by this raffish personal connection to history, part of the Puritans, but not actually puritanical. As an adult, I decided to learn more about Billington. A few hours at the library sufficed to convince me that some aspects of our agreeable family legend were untrue. Although Billington was in fact hanged, at least two other Europeans were executed in North America before him. And one of them was convicted for the much more interesting offense of killing his pregnant wife and eating her. My ancestor was probably only number three, and there is a whisper of scholarly doubt about whether he deserves to be even that high on the list. I had learned about Plymouth in school, but it was not until I was poking through the scattered references to Billington that it occurred to me that my ancestor, like everyone else in the colony, had voluntarily enlisted in a venture that had him arriving in New England without food or shelter 6 weeks before winter. Not only that, he joined a group that, so far as is known, set off with little idea of where it was heading. In Europe, the Pilgrims had refused to hire the experienced John Smith as a guide on the theory that they could use the maps in his book. In consequence, as Smith later crowed, the hapless Mayflower spent several frigid weeks scouting around Cape Cod for a good place to land, during which time many colonists became sick and died. Landfall at Patuxet did not end their problems. The colonists had intended to produce their own food, but inexplicably neglected to bring any cows, sheep, mules, or horses. To be sure, the Pilgrims had intended to make most of their livelihood not by farming, but by catching fish for export to Britain. But the only fishing gear the Pilgrims brought was useless in New England. Half of the 102 people on the Mayflower made it through the first winter, which to me seemed amazing. How did they survive?